For many business owners, the great achievement of building a company often raises the next question: when and how do I get out? Exiting your business can be one of the most consequential financial decisions you'll ever make. It touches not only the company you built, but your personal financial future, tax liabilities, estate considerations, and legacy. In this article, we'll explore the essential steps an owner should take before selling their business, how working with a financial advisor and broader advisory team makes a meaningful difference, and how to structure the sale in a way that both maximizes value and protects wealth. 1. Begin with clarity. Define your exit goals and timeline. Too many business owners drift into a sale opportunity rather than planning the exit proactively. According to the guide from SVA Certified Public Accountants, exit planning should begin ideally 5 to 7 years before the desired exit date. SVA Certified Public Accountants. Ask yourself, when do you realistically want to leave? Is it tied to performance of the business, market conditions, or personal goals? What do you want the sale to achieve? Full liquidity? Partial liquidity? Handing over to family or key employees? Or simply reducing your role? What will you do after you sell? Retirement? New venture? Philanthropy? Passive investment? Your post-sale lifestyle must shape your strategy. When you define your goals and timeline early, you give yourself the runway to shape the business, prepare your personal finances, and avoid being forced into a suboptimal deal. As one advisory article notes, businesses that planned their exit 3 to 5 years in advance often realized 20 to 40% higher valuations than those who waited until a surprise or urgency. Mesereau. 2. Build your advisory team and coordinate across business plus wealth. A successful exit isn't just a business transaction, it's a personal wealth event. As you near the transition, you'll want to assemble a team that may include a valuation specialist to assess business worth and identify value drivers, SVA certified public accountants, a tax advisor experienced in transaction structures, asset sale versus stock sale, corporate form, etc., a financial advisor or wealth manager who understands how the proceeds will fit into your broader personal plan, investment, lifestyle, legacy, an estate/trust attorney if passing wealth or business interest to family, a business attorney for deal structure, buyer negotiation, and transition agreements. The guide from SVA emphasizes that without this team aligned, you may damage value, incur unexpected taxes, or find yourself with a liquidity event you're not ready to manage. SVA Certified Public Accountants. As you speak with your financial advisor, you'll want to address not just how much you might get for the business, but how much you'll keep after taxes, how that money fuels your next chapter, and how to protect it from avoidable risks. 3. Value the business and enhance its attractiveness. Valuation. Know where you stand. Before you entertain offers, you should know what your business is worth and why. Key steps. Engage a professional valuation expert, preferredcfo.com. Understand the multiples in your industry and what buyers care about: recurring revenue, customer concentration, management depth, growth prospects. Identify and rectify value detractors, overdependency on you, weak financial controls, legal exposure. Enhancing value, the prep phase. In the years before exit, you can take deliberate steps to improve sellability and price. Build a strong management team so that the business isn't overly dependent on you, SVA Certified Public Accountants. Diversify customer base and reduce concentration risk. Clean up financial statements, trackable performance metrics, and documented systems. Consider your corporate structure. The business entity type, C-Corp versus S-Corp versus LLC, can influence tax outcomes and buyer interest. Infosys BPM. The earlier you start these steps, the more options you will have, and the better you position yourself for a favorable deal. 4. Timing matters. The market, the business, and personal readiness. Timing is a strategic lever in an exit. Even if the business is performing strongly, waiting for the right window can make a big difference. Sell when performance is strong and momentum is clear. Buyers pay more when future growth is visible. Monitor market factors, interest rates, M&A activity in your sector, buyer appetite, and economic cycles. From a personal perspective, ensure you're ready emotionally and financially for life post-sale. The transition often surprises owners. PreferredCFO.com. Don't hurry. As one firm put it, rushing an exit without proper planning can mean accepting significantly less value or more tax. Mesereau. 5. Structuring the transaction for tax efficiency. This is where the interplay between business strategy and personal wealth planning comes into full view. The way the deal is structured has enormous impact on what you net and your future flexibility. Asset sale versus stock sale. A stock sale often means the buyer acquires your shares and you may benefit from more favorable capital gains treatment. But the buyer may negotiate harder because they assume liability for past operations. Calkins Law Firm. An asset sale can allow the buyer to pick and choose assets, and the seller might incur higher taxes, but it sometimes is the only feasible structure depending on buyer motivation and jurisdiction. Harness. Installment sales and spreading tax liability. One strategy to reduce your immediate tax burden is to spread the sales proceeds over multiple years via an installment sale. This can keep you in a lower tax bracket and allow more flexible wealth management post-sale. Calkins Law Firm. Specialized structures, e.g. ESOPs, trusts. For certain business models, alternative exit vehicles may offer tax benefits and philanthropic or legacy advantages. An employee stock ownership plan is one option for passing ownership to employees while deferring tax. Harness. Trust structures, e.g. grantor-retained annuity trusts, family limited partnerships, can play a role when you want to transfer value to the next generation. Infosys BPM. International and tax jurisdiction issues. If you or your business operate across borders, or you are a non-resident owner, then cross-border tax implications, withholding, and jurisdictional risk become critical. Tailor your strategy accordingly. Bottom line, tax planning isn't an afterthought. It must be embedded in your exit strategy early. Otherwise, you lose bargaining power and strategic options. 6. Liquidity, wealth transition, and preserving lifestyle. After the deal closes, you still face the challenge of what happens next with the proceeds. A great sale becomes a poor outcome if the funds are mismanaged, zapped by taxes, or not aligned to your future. Liquidity planning. Avoid letting too much capital stay illiquid or tied up in restricted shares or earnout agreements without a clear plan. With your financial advisor, map out a post-sale investment strategy. How much you'll keep liquid, how much goes to growth, how much is protected. Consider tax-efficient vehicles for deploying capital, retirement accounts, trusts, charitable giving. Lifestyle and wealth transition. Define your lifestyle post-exit. What do you want? Travel? New ventures? Philanthropy? Align your budget and investment plan accordingly. The sale proceeds must support your next chapter. If you intend for family or next generation to benefit, consider legacy planning, trusts, education funding, and appropriate governance. Risk mitigation. Even after the sale, you must manage risk, concentrated wealth, market volatility, inflation, tax law changes. Having a robust plan and advisor oversight protects the value you worked decades to build. 7. Common pitfalls and how to avoid them. Here are frequent mistakes business owners make when structuring an exit and what to do instead. Pitfall: waiting until an offer triggers action. Solution: start the planning process years ahead. SVA Certified Public Accountants. Pitfall: over-reliance on your business as the only asset for your retirement. Solution: work with your financial advisor to diversify. Your exit should convert business value into a balanced personal wealth portfolio. Pitfall: ignoring tax consequences until it's too late. Solution: make transaction structure and tax planning core components of your exit planning. Mesereau. Pitfall: selling at a subpar valuation or to the wrong buyer. solution, prioritize buyer fit, business continuity, and value drivers, not only the headline price, preferredcfo.com. Pitfall, failing to plan for life after the business. Solution, build your personal plan in parallel. What happens when you step away? What gives you purpose? What is your financial roadmap? 8. The role of your financial advisor, from advisor to strategic partner. A key message we want to emphasize, when you are planning a business exit, you need a financial advisor who is not just managing investments, but is integrated into your business wealth ecosystem. Here are ways an advisor adds value: helping model the post-sale scenario, what you'll have, what you'll need, how you'll invest and spend. Working with your tax advisor, business broker, attorney to ensure alignment of business sales structure with personal